to yet another episode of Survey Says. We've actually been away for a few weeks. Actually, it's been a month since we released an episode because I was away and then the studios weren't available. But
bad planning.
Here now. Yeah, we're bad at planning things in
advance. It's okay. Everyone needs a holiday. It's all good.
Yeah, so here we are, episode 9 of Survey Says. It is called Have You Ever? Have you ever questions? You know, like the drinking game?
Yes.
Never have I ever. But this is safe for work. So yes, it's
not NSFW.
No. Thank SFW. You for understanding that reference. So hi, I'm Mel.
And I'm Maddie.
If you didn't know, we're Survey Says.
Yeah. I guess we are Survey Says. That was so in sync. I loved it.
That was weird. We are
Survey Says.
But we're not. This is Survey Says.
Oh, well, we are the hosts of Survey Says.
There we go. That makes more sense.
Yes.
So, we've been away for a little bit. I went to New Zealand.
I went to my couch.
You just went home. You just went and chilled for a little bit.
Watched lots of Netflix.
Yeah. So I went to New Zealand alone, did a little solo trip. I want to go back like yesterday, please. Like now.
She's come back a changed woman, guys.
I am. It's like for me, July was like the beginning of 2019. Like it took me 7 months to get there, but we are here now.
We're finally here.
We're ready for new beginnings.
We're ready for the new year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
It's not Christmas
in July.
Well,
they have Christmas in July, so why not have New Year's
in July?
Here we are. So anyways, for Survey Says, we release a new survey every 2 weeks. In this case, it's been a while since we released another one. With questions surrounding a different theme each time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public, and then we get the pleasure of sharing them with you. There is a new episode every fortnight on Thursday mornings, and you can head to surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com to listen to past episodes and keep an eye out for the next survey, which we have decided will be released every Saturday on Survey Saturday.
Yay! It's like Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Because we realized we didn't really have a consistent day for surveys.
Which is not good.
No, so we were like, Saturday is cool.
Yeah, everyone has time to listen to a podcast on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Unless you have friends.
Yeah.
But we don't.
We're your friends. We're your friends now. As I mentioned, the theme is Have You Ever?
Yes.
And this time, the answers come from a demographic of equally males and females.
We love equality.
We do love equality and are predominantly between the ages of 18 and 34, if you are wondering where our answers come from and who answers them.
Yes.
So let's get into the survey questions and answers.
So the first question was, have you ever talked your way out of getting in trouble?
Yep.
Probably.
I think so.
Every day in my life.
Oh, she's a naughty one. She's a bad girl. Do you have a specific example of when you've talked yourself into getting
okay,
out of trouble?
Okay, well, once I didn't really talk myself out of it because, anyway, I'll just tell you the story.
Let's go.
So, I was when I was young, right, and I loved doing craft, but it was nap time. So, I had a friend's party, like, straight after my nap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, screw it, I want to do craft. So, I brought, like, scissors and paper and stuff, and I was, like, cutting up, like, paper and stuff in my bed. And then my mum walked past, and I was like, crap, I have to cover this up. And then, so, I went down, but I, like, went straight into the scissors.
Oh my god!
And they went straight into my chest.
The scissors went into your chest.
Yeah, not too deep, but like it was still like And then so I was like, oh, and then I like pulled them out, and I was like, that's not good. And
were you bleeding?
Like, yeah. And so I was just
like, do you have a scar?
Not anymore.
Oh my god!
It was like right over my leg. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, ma! And then it was like bleeding everywhere. They didn't even take me to the doctor, so I just slapped a band-aid on it. And then I went to my friend's water party after
what?
That. It was fine.
What?
Yeah, they were like, it'll be fine.
Oh my god.
So I just slapped the good old band-aid on there, and I went off to my friend's water party, and I went swimming. And then it healed. And it was fine.
Oh my goodness.
So like, I didn't really like talk my way out of trouble, but like, I thought it was a pretty good story. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Yeah.
The trauma that's affected my whole life after that.
Of course. Yeah. Now you're scared of scissors and craft.
Yeah, well, I still like craft. Oh, but, you know.
What about me? I feel like I definitely have. Well, I guess kind of similar thing. When I was younger, I used to love to cut my own hair. Like a
Dude,
lot.
Same, but yeah.
I used to, like, I don't specifically remember doing this, but my mom told me. I used to like sit in my room and cut my hair or in go into the kitchen and cut my hair. And then I would put my hair, sweep it underneath the fridge like my mum wouldn't notice. And then she'd look at me and I've got a mullet. And she'd be like, "You know what, Melissa, where did your hair go?" I don't know.
But she'd check under this morning.
Yeah, and then she'd check on the fridge and there my hair was.
Oh my God.
It happened a lot. Yeah.
Dude, cutting hair is so satisfying though.
It is though.
Sometimes I just want to cut my hair.
Well, that's why I went and cut it shorter.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, I didn't do the cutting, unfortunately.
Just like the feeling of cutting your hair. I'm like, I understand why people are hairdressers.
Yeah. It's a fun time.
It is.
All right. Well, there were votes for no, but everyone who said no didn't have a story, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the survey answers for people who said yes and have something to share.
Yes.
Our first one here is from Fiona. It's quite a little bit of a story, so stay with me. Fiona says, "I was smoking a joint in my room and blowing it out the window, not realizing my mum was outside and could see it. She yelled asking what that was and I quickly lit some incense and was waving it around. By the time she came in, I was hoping it smelled like incense and not pot. She asked why the smoke she saw looked different to the smoke of the incense. I just replied, maybe the wind. She just stared at me and so I said, well, I don't know what the smoke you saw looked like, so I have no idea. Is that all? Because I have an essay to write." And she left.
The sass. Wow.
Amazing.
Always blame it on schoolwork.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Life hack.
Life hack. I have to write an essay.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Amazing. What was the next one?
How do you say this name? Manic?
Manic.
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 Manic says, "I invited my friends over for dinner and accidentally burnt the mains, Indian cuisine, and I was in shits, so specifically because most of them were not Indian.
Oh, goodness.
So instead of cooking another time, I just told the guys that it's the smoky flavor by showing them the coal pieces we had for barbecue. All of them were convinced, including the Indian friends." Lol.
Good job! We're just, like, learning some tips here on how to lie and get away with things.
Yeah, just act confident.
Yeah, just pretend that that's how it was meant to be.
Yep.
Just own it. Own the accident.
Own it.
We have Brianna. She says, "I am great at bullshitting and I have quite an imagination."
Kelly says, "Many times. I find flattery is particularly useful. Bargaining and chocolate bribes can help too."
Yes, I can attest to that one. Yep. Chocolate is life.
Be like, no, it's how it's meant to be. Have chocolate.
Yeah. Well, unsurprisingly, for have you ever talked your way out of getting in trouble, most of the answers were yes. It was quite a big difference between yeses and noes. But yeah.
Well, I feel like everyone's been caught red-handed at some point and they've had to like try and
lie their way out of it.
If you can't get out of it, like, you need some practice.
just listen to us. We've got all the goss for you, all the little tips and the little tricks. Alrighty, let's move on to question number two. Have you ever actually cheated on a board game?
I feel like I probably have.
Yeah.
I can't think of a specific instance, but like these days I prefer not to try and get away with cheating because I like this, like it's more satisfying to win that way.
Yeah, like so if you win, like, if you cheat, like it's not good. Like it doesn't make you feel good. Yeah. It's like, oh, I know I cheated.
And it's, yeah, I like winning without the cheating.
Of course.
I'm like, I'm just smart
now. I'm just so amazing.
I'm just so good at this
game. I'm just great at Monopoly.
Yeah. No, I think if I probably have cheated on some game. That or taken advantage of my sister in Monopoly. She really doesn't like confrontation. So
no,
I'm just
that's
like,
fair.
Trade this with me. And she's like, oh, but I'm like, trade it. It will be good for you. And she's just like, okay. It's not good for
You're
her.
You're a horrible person.
I am. But I like winning. So,
so
I'm just competitive.
So that's not cheating. That's like manipulation.
That's kind of worse.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's worse. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have actually cheated in a board game because I hate cheating.
Saint Mel.
And I always point people out for cheating. Because I don't, I hate cheating. I can't do it.
You.
I'm horrible at lying. That's why I'm such an open book.
Yeah.
Because I'm horrible at lying. I'm horrible at hiding things. So I'm just like, this is the truth and nothing but the truth. I don't cheat in board games.
What about the game cheat though? You have to cheat.
Is that,
that
bullshit?
Game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't play that game. I'm horrible at it. I'm like,
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm just going to tell the truth.
just completely ignore yeah. the essence of the game. No, I'm horrible at lying. Like, it's not a fun time. So let's have a little readie read of what people said in the survey.
Yes. Sophie, yes. Should we read yeses first?
Yes.
Yep.
yes.
Yes. Sophie, yes. Gavin says, Monopoly is the number one game I'm so good at cheating at. I always be the banker. That's good English. Sorry. I always be the banker and slip myself some extra cash when I'm low.
I feel like that it's such a common thing.
Yeah.
And the rest of these answers, they're all very similar. Mm. Next we have Caitlin. When playing Skip Boo, I have
it's
put...
Skip Bo.
Is it Skip Bo? Yeah. I obviously don't play
Skip
it.
Boo.
Yeah, Skip Boo. Is it not Skip Boo?
No, it's Skip Bo.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Positive. Oh. Okay. When playing Skip Bo, I have put a number card on top of the pile that isn't the right number in consecutive order. What a cheater.
I know.
Who's next?
Crisp?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what the
Crispy.
Name was.
Crisp?
Yeah.
Crips?
Crips? Amazing. Ooh,
give me like 2 seconds to come that one. Crisp says, the old classic give yourself more money by being the Monopoly dealer cheat.
Yeah, see, I told you it's a thing. And even the next one, Declan. Declan says, oh, reordered the community chest and chance cards in Monopoly. Monopoly?
Monopoly.
Wow. We're horrible
I
today.
Know, everything's tongue twister.
In Monopoly, so I got all the get out of jail free cards. Obviously, everyone is cheating in Monopoly.
Everyone cheats in Monopoly.
It's like the game you want to win at by not cheating.
I have a friend who collects Monopoly sets.
Really?
Yeah, she has like 5 or 6, I think.
There's like a friend's one.
Yeah, I think she has one. It.
Yeah, she would, wouldn't she? Yeah. Fun.
Jordan says, sneakily stealing money from the bank when the other players are not watching.
In Monopoly. Yep. See, it keeps going. Just
Monopoly
keeps
is
on
just
going.
Too hard.
And this last one here is from Kelly. She says, yep, my husband and I have played the Spicks and Specks board game so many times we know every answer. Once we had a dinner party and a guest suggested playing the game after dinner. Naturally, we paired with our partners and we just neglected to tell others about our knowledge. Of course, we won big time.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's couple goals.
That's like...
cheating together. But not even cheating, just being
just
like
knowing. Just playing the game so many times that you know all
That's
the
amazing.
Answers.
That's, I approve.
Moving on to no to what? No, I have never cheated on a board game. Max says it's easier to remember what's going on.
That's true.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brianna or Brianna, however you say
it. Brianna.
Brianna. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brianna says, even though I am competitive, it's no use winning if you have cheated. It just doesn't feel as good.
There you go.
We both
just
agree.
Reiterating what we had said.
Yes.
So the majority answer for that little question there was yes, but only by 2 votes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty even. I feel like most people almost. Have cheated and they're just like, no, I haven't cheated.
Not me.
Yeah.
For realsies.
Or they just don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah. One time.
Or maybe you're all just saints. Who knows?
Well, this one time I was playing chess with a very, very old friend. So I was in year 3 or something. I was very, very young. I was
baby
like
Mel.
9. Well, playing chess and I like left for a second to go to the bathroom and I came back and I thought one of the pieces moved. So I was like, did you cheat? And she's like, no, 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 no. And then we like had this massive argument. Like I said, we were like 9. And I was like, did she? Mum was like, no. And I'm like, but she did. And like, it was like... crazy.
Cray cray.
I still don't know to this day if she actually did or not.
And she didn't fess up?
No.
Oh.
So I was probably just delusional.
Yeah, maybe.
I was just sad that I was losing. Who knows, man?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Let's move on to question number 3.
Yep.
Have you ever broken a bone?
2. I've broken 2 bones.
But which ones?
I broke my wrist and I've broken my arm.
Yes.
So I have 2 stories.
Well, tell me more.
Short, so. Yeah. So the first, so I broke my arm first, and that was when I was in year 4. So I was like 10, I think. Yeah, 10.
A little baby.
Yes. And I was playing line tip. You know what line tip is?
No.
Right? What? You don't know what line tip is? This is a huge
thing. Isn't that just tip?
But you like follow the lines painted on like the basketball field.
And you, like, okay, sure, 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 yeah.
Yeah, so I was playing them with my sister's friends for some reason. I don't know why I wasn't with my friends, but...
Because you're a loner. Well, you don't have any friends, that's why.
True. No, I have lots of friends, it's fine.
Yeah, me. And the voices in your head. I'm sorry, I take it back. Anyway.
Anyway, I was running along one of the lines that ran in front of a staircase or something.
Mm.
And there was a boy, like, a grade lower than me. And for some reason, he thought it was a good idea to jump off the stairs and hit me. And not, like, literally, like, punch me, yeah. but, like, land on me. And then so I fell and my arm, like, must have twisted into a weird position, but I didn't even know I'd broken it. And I was like, this is fine. And then I got up and my arm was, like, not jagged. It was, like, I had a second elbow in the middle of my arm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really gross.
How did you not?
Well, I just didn't feel it until I looked down and I was like, is that my elbow? And I'm like, no, that's not my elbow.
I would have, like,
it was really gross.
Do you actually have a photo?
Yeah.
Do I want to see it?
Yes. I think if I can find it, is it still in my favorites? Yeah. It's real bad.
I hate it. I don't want to do that ever again.
Look at my face. That is so innocent.
That is so unnatural.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had like a bunch of doctors standing around being like, what the heck is this? Like, yeah, it was fine. It didn't even hurt that bad, honestly. Like, anyway,
and then Mel's like triggered.
I broke my wrist as well because my friends were. I was sleeping over at my friend's house, and there were a couple people over, and they decided to do stacks on me.
I love that.
And then I put my wrist, like my arm, up to stop it, and it just like cracked, and I like heard it crack. And then I was there for like a couple hours because I didn't have any parents at home, and I was like, I think it's broken, but like also it might not be. So I just watched Big Hero 6 for a couple hours, and then I called my mom, and I was like,
you just don't know, do you?
No, not really.
Did I break my arm? Oh, I have two elbows now. Nah, she'll be right.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I was like, I can't twist my wrist. So like, it just kind of aches.
Right.
And if you try and move it, it's like a sharp pain.
You have a really high pain tolerance.
I really do. It's really strange.
You're a crazy person.
Anyway, yeah. Have you broken any bones?
I haven't broken any bones, but I've dislocated my patella.
Patella?
My kneecap.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Kneecaps freak me out.
So I was at, you know, those trampolining places?
Mm-hmm.
I was there for my brother's 10th or 11th birthday. Mm-hmm. So it was a kid's place on the weekend. I, like, just turned 16. And because his birthday is 11 days after mine. So it was, like, just turned 16 at my brother's birthday party. Cool, amazing, let's have fun. And I'm jumping on trampoline. And there's, like, a foam pit that you could... Have I told you this story?
I feel like you know.
I jumped into this foam pit, like people were doing crazy things, like flips and going backwards. And I literally just, like, pin dropped in. And I was like, nothing. Obviously, nothing could come from this. And so I'm in the pit, like a pin, you know. There's no other way I can describe it. And I, like, turn the top half of my body around. But then I guess... Oh, it was actually, like, this way. Dramatic reenactment. So I was like... I was facing the back, and then I turned around, like, directly behind me and lifted my knee, and I guess just from the pressure from the foam pit and
it's
just...
It's making me cringe already.
No, it's not. You should be a freaking photo of your arm in pieces. But so I, like, lifted my knee, and I guess by doing that, it was just all in the wrong place, and pop,
ew.
And went onto the side of my knee.
Ew.
It was awful. And then... Just eaten, and this will make sense in a second. So I'd just eaten, and I was in this foam pit, and I can't get out of this foam pit because I can't move my leg because it was in so much pain. But I'm, like, floating in this foam pit, so I, like, had to keep myself upright. Otherwise, if I let myself slump a bit, then my knee would, like, press up against the foam and then hurt even more. So I'm, like, laying in this foam pit completely uncomfortable for, like, an hour. And then this nurse comes up. She's like, you all right? Are you all right? And I'm like, no, I'm not all right. And then they call paramedics and they get me the green whistle. And they're like, all right, we're going to give you some morphine. And I'm like, I hate needles. So I'm like, no, 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 no. And then, like, a second later, I'm like, okay, just do it. And so they gave me that. And then... the fire department had to come to get me out of the foam pit. And so it's making a whole scene. I get in the ambulance and they take me to the hospital. But because I had just eaten, I couldn't take the drugs to put me to sleep so they could relocate my knee.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wait like another 2 hours. So my knee was dislocated for like 3 hours. And it was... So I like when it was replaced, they gave me a brace and I just relied on the brace for like a week or two or something, which then I lost like all the muscle in my knee. And so I literally had to learn how to walk again on this leg. So luckily my auntie is a physio and so she just helped me out. But it was really hard, like learning how to use my muscles again.
Can you imagine if you broken your leg and you had to have it in there for like or 8 weeks?
No. So it wasn't fun.
No. Wasn't that gross having your kneecap on like the side of your
knee? Yeah, which is why I get so freaked out by broken bones and dislocated things.
I can't watch
things.
Any videos where someone breaks their leg.
I hate it.
I can't watch it. I'm like, nope. I have like PTSD from it.
For real though.
Yeah.
We're really the same. Gross. Bump it, sister. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a ring on.
That's fine. I've been through worse.
Clearly.
Triggered. Once again, there were votes for no, but everyone who said no didn't have a story.
Mm-hmm.
So these are their stories. No, you know, SVU, Law and Order, these are their stories.
Yeah. Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So Jaden says, and it's quite an essay.
You can say the first half and I guess I'll say the second half. Go for it. Jaden.
Yep. Jaden says, so this happened about a year ago. Up to this point, I was broken bone free. I had just finished youth group on Friday night and was getting ready to ride my bike home. I turned on the front and back bike lights and started riding. As I got to the end of the driveway, however, I realized that my back light was out of battery. So I decided the safest thing to do would be to, rather than going by the roads, go through the park. Seemed sensible at first. As I was riding, I ended up going way faster than I needed to, meaning my reaction time was significantly hindered. Suddenly, a cobweb lit up in my front light. I swerved to avoid it, and in doing so, my bike's wheel skidded out underneath me and I crashed to the ground.
Wow, cheese. Do I get to say the second half?
Yep.
That's I feel like we're in school.
Yeah. I do a sentence, Melissa, you do a sentence.
You say the next paragraph. And then, because you would do this with like in school you would do this, like you'd read out like the class book and then you'd get stuck with this massive paragraph or like an entire page.
I hated that.
But like I love being in the center of attention, so I didn't mind. let's be real. All right, continuing. As I got up, I realized pretty quickly that something was wrong, but I assumed hit a nerve in my right wrist badly, since it was super numb. I picked up my bike light, lifted my bike up, and started walking with it towards home, which wasn't too far away now. As I was walking up the hill, the bike lost balance for a second, so I tried to steady it with my right hand, which was a huge mistake. A sharp pain shot through my wrist, so I decided to walk on the other side of the bike and steady it with my left hand. Getting home, I showed my mum my wrist and she said she thought it was broken. We then headed off to the hospital in her car. Up to now, I hadn't cried at all. However, in the car, I started thinking about what this would mean for the rest of my plans for the holidays. First world problems. I broke down. Once we got to the hospital, they told us that I had broken both my radius and my ulna. I don't know what either of those are. In your wrist somewhere. Yeah. I ended up needing to get a metal plate in my wrist to hold things together so they could heal. I had my accident on Friday the 13th.
That's why you don't ride your bike home in the dark on Friday the 13th.
Well, I don't think anyone would have ever thought that was something you shouldn't
do. That's fair.
Like, just don't exist on Friday the 13th, maybe? But yeah, wow. Poor guy. That's not fun.
No.
That's not fun at all.
Do you have any idea how to say this next name?
Poya.
Poya, it is?
Yep.
Okay. Poya says, playing soccer on ice, corner of the pitch had an ice patch frozen over that I had forgotten about. Ball rolled into the ice and I chased the ball, forgetting about the ice. I slip and break a bone in my ankle.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
I feel like so many injuries come from sport. So
it's so easy to like break your ankle.
Break your ankle.
It's so easy to break your ankle because like the amount of times I've rolled my ankle when I've been like double bounced on a trampoline or when I'm like just walking, my ankle just goes.
It happens. It's just a part of everyday life. We have Gavin. He says, well, I faked to break a bone. And actually did. So I pretended to fall to not go back to school one afternoon. And my dad was home and said he will take me to the postal. Long story short, I got an x-ray and turns out I broke a bone in my thumb and had to wear a cast for a week.
Nice.
So he pretended to break a bone
and ended up
breaking a bone. Good job, Gav. Good job.
Declan says, broke my nose by trying to jump to rope from a trampoline. I missed and smashed my face into the steel arms of a Hills Hoist washing line.
Oh, no.
Ow, that sounds like the funniest home video.
Oh, my goodness. And then lastly, we have Jordan. She actually told me about the story. She broke three metatarsals and displaced a muscle in her foot. I was walking and just randomly fell. Ended up in a moon boot 2 weeks later after everyone told me I was being dramatic. I then lined up for 30 plus hours to see Justin Bieber with my moon boot the following week.
Dedication.
Absolute dedication. Wow, so many people have broke. Wow, that's some stories. But overall, the answers were split 50-50. Mm. So half the people who did the survey have broken a bone. The other half have not.
Have not.
Have not. I'm secretly a man.
Yeah, you know, it just depends on just life, I guess. It doesn't even, like, depend on, like, how safe you're being or anything. It's things literally just life.
Just happen. Yeah. Like, I had a friend who, like, just literally was walking down the stairs. And then just broke. Oh. I don't remember what bone it was, but broke a bone by just falling down the stairs. Oh, like, it happens. Mm. You just walk in and then you fall and then bam. Alrighty, moving on to the last question. Question number four. What is it, Maddie?
Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Probably. Oh, actually, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I call myself the best driver, so I don't want to out myself.
What the podcast is about. But
yeah, okay, everyone else outs themselves, so I'll out myself. So I was driving from, it doesn't matter, anyway, I was in the wrong lane and the lane was right turn only, so I was like, shit, I need to get out of this lane because it was the next turn, so I went one turn too soon, and so I was like, I need to get out of this lane. But it was so, there was like three lanes of traffic, it was super busy, there was like nothing stopping anyone, but I was like, so, and I was like early stages of my red piece, or like middle, whatever, like 6 months in, and so I was there in the thing, you know, indicator on, looking at all the mirrors, like all my blind spots, and I'm like, cool, there's a break. And like, I checked all my blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like quickly, it wasn't like a big break, but it was like big enough if I quickly went, I'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I like checked everything. And I turned my car to get out of the lane I was in to get into the other one. And as soon as I turn, I see a car go past me, like directly beside me. I must have missed this car. Just like, like, honestly, I don't know how I missed it. In my mind, I hit this car, but I didn't. But it, like, I literally must have missed it by a millimeter. Like, when I turned my car, the car was in front of, but it was fine. So it was like a post, like, what the, like, I could have not died, but like been in an accident. But like, I didn't, this scary. Car literally came out of nowhere.
Maybe it was going too fast for you to see, and it just like
maybe, or like they were in the other lane and they like just moved over lane or something.
People don't check their blind spots.
But yeah, no, it was terrifying. But yeah, oh, that was dramatic. That was like reliving the whole experience all over again. How about you?
I feel like I probably have, but I haven't really like remembered them. Like they usually things just happen, and I go, "Wow, that was scary. I could have died." And then I just go, "Oh well, moving on with life." I mean, yesterday, me and my mum were like walking to the car, like it was across a car park, and this motorbike just came out of nowhere. It was like a pizza delivery guy, and he went so fast past us, like we had to step back. Ooh, so we weren't in pizza. His way. Yeah, no, right. Yeah. But I was like, that probably wouldn't have killed us, but it would have hit me first, and then probably just gone straight over me.
Yeah,
and then my mom
severely injured.
Yeah, and he was just going so fast. Like, I was walking across a pedestrian crossing the other day with my dad as well, and this car saw us coming and he just went straight across.
Over the pedestrian crossing.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
And there were some old ladies, like, on the other side, too. And I was like...
That happened to me. I was literally in the middle of the crosswalk.
Yeah.
And a car just full went... Just
no, I know.
Went over the pedestrian crossing as I was crossing the crossing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the middle of the street.
Yeah, what? My dad was, like, so mad. He was, like, about to start raging. And that other guy who went, like, across in his car, he was, like... You could tell he was considering getting out and going to, like, find my dad. But, like, there were too many people. Because,
I
like,
would have done it.
They almost hit so many. Like, he almost hit so many people.
But most of them are on the road.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this isn't a near-death experience, but a little bit of a tangent here. But I was just driving, I was exiting the M2, and there's a stop sign, obviously. And so I stop at the stop sign, and I saw in my rearview mirror some guy up my ass. And so I'm, like, slowly stopping because I'm like, this guy's really up my ass. Like, he's probably in a rush somewhere or just an asshole. And so I stop, look in my rearview mirror. Next minute, he beeps me. Like, I'm at a stop sign. Like, you're meant to stop at a stop sign for, like, 3 seconds.
3 seconds, yeah.
So I stopped at the stop sign. There were cars going past. And he fucking beeps me.
I know. People just have no patience on the road. Like,
completely. Complete idiot.
Back off the tangent again.
Let's see what people said in the survey, shall we? First up.
Did we say that there were votes for no, but...
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I think people will get the gist.
You get the gist by now, guys. So Taylor says, constantly, I'm like a walking medical disaster.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, pretty much.
Poya says, multiple car crashes due to friends showing off.
It's
common.
Yep.
Silly people showing off.
Jaden says, I'm not sure if I was actually close to death, but I felt like I was. Isn't that all of us? I was just wandering around the edge of my pool one day when I suddenly slipped in. I was wearing pretty thick clothes, so I sunk like a rock. Luckily, my brother jumped in and pulled me out. I was okay after that, but if he hadn't been there, I'd say I would have drowned.
Wow. That's close intense. Call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gavin says, so I worked at the Sydney Royal Easter Show and we were building the horse stables. There was a pack of 20 big gates in a container and we needed 2 people to take the gates out. I thought someone was helping me, but there was no one there and they all fell down on me. But because I was in mud, I sank into the mud and the gates were like an inch off my chest and everyone thought I died.
Wow.
Wow. It would have the gates would have fallen. That would have been scary. Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could have been completely crushed. But he wasn't. Gavin.
Thank goodness. Good job, Gavin.
We're glad, Gavin.
Good on you, Gavin.
Good on you, Gav.
Manix says, every night when I go to bed, my girlfriend kicks me to sleep. Too real.
Yeah, too real. Too real. The final one is from Brianna. She says, almost got hit by a car as I was getting out of my own car on quite a narrow street. The lady hit my car door instead. Better that than me. Yes.
True. People always open their car doors in front of me when I'm driving and I'm like, bro, if I wasn't a cautious driver, you would
be bye-bye.
Look in your rearview mirror.
I do that all the time. I'm like, takes 2 seconds to be safe, guys.
Yeah.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Look out before you step out.
Thank you. We have an ambassador for safe road
safety.
New job. You're hired. So once again, no one said anything for no because no stories. But from the results, majority of people have indeed had a near-death experience.
Yep. I'm not surprised, honestly.
Yeah. But it's so weird when it happens. Yeah. Because you're like, I could have died.
That could have been the end.
Or I could have broken something. I could have fallen. I could have done this. And you take a second, you take a step back and you're like, oh, I'm fine. But I couldn't. In an alternate universe, in a parallel timeline.
I got hit by that.
Yeah.
You
died.
I know. That's intense.
Isn't that crazy? But here
it's
we
so
are.
So crazy to think about.
Yeah. Here we are.
Guess making I'm you, meant to keep going.
Making you contemplate all your life decisions
Guess
and the timing of life.
I'm here.
Yes, to make this.
Yep.
Well, amazing. As we do
we did it.
At the end of every episode, we add a little bonus question.
Bonus question.
Thank you, Maddie. Thank you.
Thanks.
And the bonus question for this survey was, is there anything you regret doing / regret not doing? And we've got quite a few little answers here. But first, do you have anything, Maddie, that you
anything
need?
I regret? Oh, one would definitely be starting driving earlier because I'm still not on my P's and I'm 18 and now all I want to do is go out with my friends who all have their license. I'm so tired of asking for lifts. And so now I'm like, I just want my P's. And if I'd started earlier in the year, I would have them by now.
Yep.
Anyway, that's probably one of my regrets.
Okay. My brother has his L's have expired.
Oh no. So How does he get around?
He doesn't. He doesn't. He public transport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Easy. Mm. So it's like fine. But like I have so many friends in like the Shire and like the Northern Beaches and like everywhere around Sydney. If I didn't have a car,
yeah,
my goodness, I'd be lost. I'd waste so much time on public transport. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, a couple of my friends, like a couple of them live close to me and then a couple of them live in like Marsden Park.
Oh, okay.
And so it's not like easy to get public transport there, and they'll be like, it'll be like 10 o'clock at night or something, be like, who wants to come over and play like Crash Bandicoot or something in my house? And I'm like, I wish, but I don't have a car or a license.
Well, I can leave in the middle of the night now if I want to.
Yeah, that's so cool. Like, I want to, if I want Maccas, I want to be able to just go out and get
Maccas. Mind you, my parents are like, where are you going? And I'm like, wherever I want to go.
Yeah, no, my parents woman. Would be like, just leave, I don't care.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
What
about you?
Great question. Do I have anything I regret doing or regret not doing? I mean, okay, we're going to get a little bit deep into Mel's dating life here. But I guess looking, as I've become a grown woman and looking back at past relationships and whatnot, in my past relationship, I was, I spent a lot of time being sad over the fact that we might break up, and so I was like, I don't know, it was so weird, like I was just so sad about the future that I forgot to focus on the present, and like it was so I regret like looking back on it now. If I were to be in another relationship, I would be more present.
I feel like that's something everyone can work on.
Yeah,
like just taking it a day at a time and enjoying life as it comes, it's instead of stressing about the future, which is what I do every day. So
for real, over the past year, like now that I'm 21, like I've worked on so much shit. Like this time a year ago, I was not in a healthy headspace, and you know, I went to a psychologist and I talked to heaps of people, and something that I really had to work on was focusing on the present and stop worrying about the past, you know, dwelling on the past and being sad about the possibility of the future. Like you don't even know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, there's no point being sad about it.
Like
already.
I feel like me being sad about an ending had an impact on it ending.
Probably.
Like
cuz you're anticipating it. You're like, oh, it's going to end though.
And then I got all sad and depressive, and then it's like, Mel, like I don't want to be with you. You're sad and depressive. It's like, well, I don't want to be with me either.
Yeah.
So, fair. But yeah, we can all learn from everything. That got real deep. But
anyway, Jaden.
So what does Jaden say?
Jaden says, I regret telling one of my friends who I like because the word eventually got around to them.
Rookie mistake.
If you like someone, do not tell your friends that you like them because it will get back to them every time. Doesn't matter if they're your best friend, if they're an acquaintance, it's going to happen.
Just don't. Everyone's just a bit of a gossip head.
Because really, if you tell someone that you like someone, like honestly, you probably want them to find out eventually, but it's always better if you tell them straight to their face that you like them.
Yeah,
me talking like I've experienced that, but I don't.
How many relationships have you had?
0.5.
True. That was the weirdest laugh ever. Jesus. Ali says, "There's a lot of things I want to do, but my anxiety gets in the way often." Yeah.
Yeah, that was me a lot last year as well.
Yeah.
Like, even just going to, a friend's house or someone I didn't know that well, I'd be like, I know I won't go because what if this happens or this happens? And it's just like, I had to overcome that and be like, what's the worst that can really happen? How could you deal with that? Because it's not going to happen. But
Now, it's like I'm experiencing the dating life for the first time. And so it's like people are asking me out on dates. Cute. And I'm like, do I go? Like, I'm going to meet, because it's all online dating.
Yeah.
So I've never met these people before. So I'm like, do I just cancel the date? Do I not go? What do I do? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's like an anxiety thing. You're like, no, Mel, like, you have to go out, meet new people, have fun. Like, it doesn't matter. The worst thing's going to happen is you're going to have an awkward date and then you have a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, just
tell
do
on
it.
The podcast.
Exactly. So just do it. And so that's, in my mind, I think literally, what is the worst case scenario? It's like, so if you go to a friend's house, what's the worst thing you can have? Oh, it'll be awkward and you won't have a good time. But
I'll
you can
pee
always.
My pants. Well, you know what? Then you'll have a story a couple years down the line.
Yes,
won't you?
Exactly. And you'll have a funny nickname. And you'll
most
live.
Most people will just laugh with you.
And you'll live to tell the tale. Yeah. And you'll learn lessons and life will be fine.
Yeah.
How?
Anyway, thanks for coming to our TED Talk. Yeah.
This has turned into a TED Talk for real. Who was next?
Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor says, not saying my damn opinion more often.
Yes, queen. Yeah. Say what you think.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't say what you think because you're afraid that it's going to offend other people.
There's like honestly, a time and a place.
Yeah. There's a time and a place to give your opinion, but also give it anyway.
Yeah. Anonymous says, no, I choose to take all opportunities presented to me. Good on you, Anonymous.
Everyone should be like Anonymous.
Everyone, be like Anonymous. Anonymous is fearless. Be like Anonymous.
Max's is asking someone out much earlier.
Aw.
It's cute.
Is that a regret?
Can someone ask me out, please? Like,
Maddie, will you go out with me?
Yes, I'm going to out
with
you.
Oh, my God. Amazing. It's a date.
Cute.
Who was next? Crisp says, I wish I could tell younger me not to spend so much money.
Oh, true. I spend so much money.
Isn't that just something that everyone wants to tell the younger self? That you want to tell your current self?
Yes.
Stop spending so much damn money. Mm. Too relatable.
Fiona says, I regret starting to experiment with drugs and alcohol in year 7. I now look at kids who are in year 7 and they're so tiny. I regret not liking who I am until I reached my mid-20s.
Oh, it's true though. You don't real year 7s are so, they're getting smaller.
My cousin is in year 7 and he's the cutest little thing I've ever seen in my life. He's like this little redhead and he's so cute, and all I want to do is like squish him, but like also he has to be cool for
his
friends.
Well, my little brother, he's turning 12 this weekend and he's going into high school next year. It's like, I remember going into year 7 and like my age, like my year, I feel like we all looked like 13.
Yeah.
You know, like we all looked that age. But everyone's looking so much younger. Maybe because they're older. Like they're all babies still.
8 years old still.
They're teeny.
Yeah.
They're teeny freaking tiny.
They're so cute.
So it's like, yeah. Like I remember people in year 7, year 8 were like experimenting with drugs and like, you know, words were going around about kissing and other stuff. And I'm like,
huh? I know. I can't imagine like.
What's a boyfriend?
I was a very innocent like young 12-year-old, 13-year-old.
Me too.
But even like some of the things I was like talking about and stuff, I'm like, how did I even know about that at 13?
Yeah.
But
I'm in year primary school. Somehow I knew what a vagina was. Like
I mean, you have one, so.
Well, but I didn't. Yeah. I don't know how. I must have been.
Must have heard someone.
I was under the age of 10, and we were at the swimming pool doing school swimming lessons. So I think maybe year four or year five. And there was this guy sitting next to me, or boy, whatever, my age.
Talking, a man.
No. That's it was like, hey. Was like sitting next to me talking to someone else in my class about how like the vagina hole and the pee hole are the same thing. Gosh. And I literally turned to him and was like, no, they're not.
No, with the education.
I was like, the vagina is where you have babies and the other one is like where you pee from. Like they're completely separate. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, they're not. And I'm like, yes,
I'm
they
a woman.
Are. Like this, this boy was trying to tell me I didn't know my own anatomy. Wow. But at the same time, I don't know how I knew that.
I don't even know when I learned what everything was.
Like, so it must have been before, because like, year 5 and year 6 is when they start doing the sex education
thing. Remember.
So at that point, I didn't even know what a vagina was. Mm. I would have been so young, like maybe year 3.
That's so strange.
And I just knew.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. How fun.
Anyway.
And the last one is from Kelly saying, all the things, all the time. I live with social anxiety and FOMO, so every day is a barrel of regret-filled monkeys.
Aww. Aww. That was me for
FOMO
a while.
Is real, though.
FOMO, yeah.
I've gotten a lot better with it. I'm kind of just like, I'm in bed.
That's me when I don't have my license and I'm like, I can't go out. No, I'm having FOMO.
Yeah. Yep.
But then FOMO's I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have a night for me and I'm just going to like cook some popcorn and watch a girl movie.
Empowering.
I can.
If you're ever alone, just hit me up. I have a car. Okay. I can go to you.
True.
Yeah. Well, on that note, let's wrap up this episode of Services. That was a bit of fun. That was really good.
Really fun.
Lots of stories.
Yes.
Lots of sharing.
But we love sharing.
We love to share.
It was basically therapy.
Well, you know, who needs a therapist when you have
Services.
So don't forget to follow our blog, surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com. The next survey will be posted on Saturday. If you could please fill it out, we'll love you forever. And we have a Facebook page as well. So just look up Survey Says Podcast.
And it will come up.
And it will come up if you're more Facebook savvy than blog savvy, which is a lot of people.
Most people.
We've also started a little photo series called Answers of Survey Says. It's a bit of fun. It's real cute. So we just share some answers that didn't quite make it onto the podcast. All ones that were just so iconic that needed to be shared in word form as well.
Yeah. They're really funny too.
They are quite funny. They're really good. Share them. Make share them. Yeah. Tag people in them. Relatable things. They're memes.
Most of them are. Most of them. I was going to say like a meme. And like then I was like, do I sound like a grandparallelism?
We're a meme. It's fine. So yeah, there'll be another episode in 2 weeks.
And 2 weeks? Yes.
Yeah. We'll speak to you then.
Yeah.
Do you have any parting words?
I don't know.
Stay cool.
Love pugs, not drugs.
Yes. Absolutely true. Very iconic. Amazing. So, yeah, we'll leave you guys on that note. Have a great couple of weeks. Look out for our survey on Saturday. Follow our Facebook page. All that stuff.
All that jazz.
Yeah. Alrighty.